General Failure podcast is now being calibrated for your listening pleasure.
Welcome to episode 91 of the General Failure podcast for the week of August 22nd, 2017. This week, we've got a blizzard of Hot Wheels, we duct tape a handgun to a drone, and Jurassic Park gets the Disney World treatment. I'm Dom, and I got with me TJ.
Hey!
And CJ.
Hi!
Alright, let's start off our week with a little bit of what are you playing. TJ, let me know what you're playing.
I am still playing Forza Horizon 3.
Of course.
I did before, but I bought the DLC because it was half off.
Sweet.
So $15 for two DLC packs. So one is Blizzard Mountain, which is all...
Blizzard Mountain,
which is all like a separate area where it's just like this huge mountainous area that's just covered in snow.
It sounds like a Disney attraction.
Yeah, I was really hoping that it was going to be like a Blizzard-based thing, so you like go through World of Warcraft and Starcraft.
It's just a mountain you're driving through, like, this is the Diablo section.
Yeah! And there's like random blizzards and shit, and you have to like pick special vehicles in order to have like snow tires so your car doesn't just like fucking flip the fuck out.
I like it.
It's a lot of fun. It's definitely like a whole new experience, especially when you have low visibility with the blizzards and stuff. You can only see like brake lights in front of you.
That's fun.
It feels like an actual blizzard, so you're just like, fuck, where am I turning?
Whiteout conditions.
And it's different. In the best way possible.
That's good.
Hot Wheels. They added. This is different on a whole new scale because it's a separate island.
Yeah, it's a
that
whole
has
island.
A built-in like Hot Wheels track, like the
That's
orange
so cool.
track.
That's so awesome.
Life size. And they also have the things that speed up the car.
Oh, that's cool.
So, yeah,
that's
like, amazing. Your car's doing, like, 150, God. And then just, like, goes to 300, like, in a split second.
So
like,
are,
holy shit.
Are you actual Hot Wheel cars? Or?
Yeah, there's a few Hot Wheels cars, but you can pick any of the cars that are standard
Sweet.
In the game.
That's
so
awesome.
You can take a Lamborghini and fucking fly down Hot Wheels.
How do they drive on the plastic track?
It's funky.
Yeah?
Because it's just, like, loop-de-loops and shit, and, like, normal cars can't fucking do that. So, yeah, there's been times I've gone halfway up and went, fuck! There's a ring of fire and shit that you
nice.
Have to go through.
That's awesome.
And there's different missions and stuff on it, more
That's
unlockables
cool.
and stuff like that.
Cool.
And it's just, like, both DLCs are definitely worth it if you can get it for the half price that I got.
Yeah, I was gonna say, what'd they hit you for?
I think it was 15, because it's normally 30 for both.
Okay.
But you get a bunch of cars with it on top of
the maps. And
the
stuff.
Maps, which are full, huge maps. The Hot Wheels one is just plain fun.
Yeah,
I'm it's
sure.
just a lot of jumping and like cars on fire and shit, and it's great. And then the Blizzard one is this: if you really love that like kind of all terrain, like don't fuck up or you're falling off a fucking mountain.
Yeah.
Definitely, I would definitely recommend if you have Forza Horizon 3, pick up DLC if you can get it for cheap. Mm-hmm.
All right, well, speaking of Blizzard,
hey.
I have been playing StarCraft Remastered. And
Jesus. Does it come in the battle chest still?
No. It's a digital download, but you get both. You get Brood War and everything, so it's basically the whole battle
the
chest. They should. I'm sure I still have mine somewhere.
Yeah. Is it really that much different?
It's really no different, it seems.
Really?
Including the god-awful menu system. When you launch it, you still have to click and go and say, I want to play Brood War, and then you go through, like, logging in and the menus, you have to choose US East, and then they have like the lobby system, which I always liked the lobby system in the first game.
It was like dumb enough for anyone to use.
Right. Yeah. You could just create your own channel and stuff, and that was a lot of fun. But like the navigation's the same, and there's a few things that like when StarCraft 2 came out, they made a lot of improvements, but there's a few base improvements that are like impossible to not go back to. And one of them that always bothered me in the first game that I loved in the second game is when you're creating your units from your home base, whether you're, you know, your probes or your zerglings or your SCVs or whatever they're called, you can
SCV, good to go.
You can right click on like the mineral field.
Right.
And when they spawn, they'll automatically go collect minerals.
Right.
That wasn't in the first game.
No, that was not.
And that's something that I thought they would at least, at very least, that would be a change that they would make to allow that. And they didn't.
Did they HD the cutscenes and like that?
I think so.
Hit?
I think they literally just put an HD skin on
it.
Saw
that fucking coming.
Yeah, so which is somewhat disappointing. And the other thing that's disappointing is that I pre-ordered it. It's $15. It's worth buying. You know, I think so. And when you pre-order it,
too.
Which I do. No, I still think this is worth it. Okay. $15. Come on, you just spent $15 on fucking Hot Wheels, dude.
I'm a fucking Hot Wheel in real life, going through flames and shit.
You get like these special skins for your home bases for each of the races, and I don't know how to activate that. So I played as Protoss. I always play as Protoss, and when I go in, my Nexus looks exactly the same as it always does. There was no special skin on it like I saw in the preview, so I have no idea how to activate that or if I got screwed.
Are you sure you didn't just launch
StarCraft 1? There's a part of me that thought so at one point, but I was like, I don't think I could have possibly done that.
All I know was there was a mod for StarCraft back in the day. I think it was to make them Gundams.
Yes.
I remember the
shit out of that thing.
The first game had a lot of awesome mods. You can create your own like private games with your own user created maps. People came up with a lot of awesome things.
It
had like objective based stuff.
It was the Dragon Ball Z one where you could turn Super Saiyan.
Yeah.
They had awesome, awesome stuff. So I mean, $15 if you're a StarCraft fan, get it, but don't expect too much.
Yeah, or anything.
Yeah, it's basically just a widescreen version of the original game.
All right.
Woo. Yep. So let's move on to a little bit of nerd news this week. CJ, what do you got?
So Elon Musk is in the news again.
Really?
I mean,
what's he doing these days?
Throwing money.
Is he never not in the news?
He's just throwing money at shit. So a couple years ago, I think it was 2015, Elon Musk got with a bunch of people, including Stephen Hawking, and started talking out about where we should be going with artificial intelligence, and sent this letter. I forgot who he sent it to. Anyway, I'm really good at researching stuff.
Got it.
So recently he came out again. He got a bunch of people in the AI community, either people like him, people who are researching artificial intelligence, to basically write a letter to the UN to urge them to ban developing artificial intelligence and weapons.
That'll go far.
Yeah. So a lot of the big issues with it are the fact that throwing artificial intelligence. So right now, if you have a drone, you know, it's an unmanned, you know, like or unwomaned. We don't know.
Unpersoned.
It's unpersoned. So you don't know. There's nobody in there. But the thing is, there's still somebody with their finger on the trigger somewhere. Yeah. You know, like there's still somebody you can hold accountable for making that human error, for making a mistake, if there is one. But
when there is
right.
one.
But the big issue here isn't like America has come out and said, we're not going to do this. We're not going to get rid of the human aspect of it. Because,
so we're going to go do it.
Of course.
Yeah, it's the first thing we're going to go do.
Is there money in it?
Yeah, what they didn't show you is the guy's nudging someone and winking at the same time. Wink, wink. You know, you just said wink out loud.
Winking both eyes.
that's blinking. The really big issue that people are worried about is developing, like, assassin drones. And basically, like...
Gundams!
And a completely... Mm-hmm. But imagine,
coming
like...
back.
Imagine, like, a quadcopter that has, like, a Glock duct taped to it.
Because that's how much money we put into the military.
That's exactly where I was going to go with that. We have so much money that we can create artificially intelligent quadcopters, but we don't have enough money to put a proper gun on it. So we duct tape a fucking Glock 19 to the side of it.
I didn't even think we put the gun on. That thing would just be filled with bottle rockets.
It's just like grandpa's old rifle, kind of just like...
Yeah, a red rocket on there.
Yeah, zip tied and shit onto it. But like finding this shit in the black market, you know? Like that's what people are really worried about, is this shit going to the black market and like, you know,
which it will, like, you know, it will.
And you could very easily like launch a shit ton of those quadcopters and say, I want you to kill this person. Mm-hmm. And there's no way to trace that back to anybody. It's literally a program running on a machine that will go out, use facial recognition, find the person and put a bullet in their fucking head. But the big worry that they're talking about is, what if you had a fleet of these things and you said, let's kill all of the people that
all
look
humans.
Like this.
Hey, baby,
you know?
Want to kill all humans? But yeah, why don't we just, let's face it, we would just go to the Middle East and just be like, hey, kill all people like that.
Yeah, and that's really the big issue here, is the fact that you can program it for genocide, you know? And that's what a lot of people are worrying about. when it comes to developing AI and weapons. And I honestly believe that. I don't think artificial intelligence has any place in the military. You know, like, we're doing, when is it going to come to the point where we're no longer fighting wars and they're literally just playing StarCraft with each other?
Yeah.
Well, if it's remastered, it probably won't go
it
very well.
Money. There's no training time. Yeah. There's no.
And the thing is, like, it's all going to come down to who has the most amount of money. But in the end, it's going to be who's going to have the least amount of civilian casualties. Mm-hmm. We're not going to lose. It's not going to be like support our troops or like think about our fallen soldiers anymore. It's literally going to be like, fuck that city. They shouldn't have been there.
Pretty much.
You know? Like, and
it probably won't even be like the huge helicopters or anything. Right. It'll probably be like these micro bugs that just like go into your system and like shoot your brainstem.
Yeah.
That'd be pretty sweet, actually.
They're really small, unsuspecting. You get a fleet of those to just show up. Each one has like a little tiny, you know, cherry bomb on it. Just
but this is what I'm worried about with AI in general. Yeah. Like, I just feel like it's always going to go there. The military's always going to weaponize whatever we have, especially technology. So
yeah.
When the money gets there, it's going to end big time. And there's not anyone on this planet of the face of the earth that can friggin' stop it.
Yeah.
It's just the evolution of military combat. I mean, it went from sticks to guns.
Yeah, but, you know, evolution's got to stop once it's threatening your entire livelihood. Like, the entire planet.
Well, we made that nuclear bomb.
Yeah.
And we dropped that on people. Now we have
humanality of the agreement to not do that.
Right.
Whereas if it's an artificial intelligence, we can't say that.
Yeah.
We can't say don't do this because there's going to be one person that says do this and then it's all over.
Now, the thing is with artificial intelligence is right now and in the near future, it really won't ever get to the point where it's going to be too rudimentary that it's not, I don't think it's going to work very well. You know, it's going to be one of those things where it's like, oh, I just went to the black market and bought a fleet of, you know, whatever, drones or something. And
genocide drones.
You know, I use them to fight these people, but like 0.6% of my people died as well. And what are they going to do? They're going to come back and be like, well, we rewrote the software, so now it should be down to 0.3%.
Right.
So, like, there's always going to be that bit of casualties.
Now, is
it
blackmarket.com or .org?
It's actually a .biz.
Yeah, it's nonprofit.
Yeah. But on top of this, Elon Musk is actually starting a new company. This is like his whole new venture. So
of course.
So, you know, he has Tesla for the cars. So he's trying to solve that problem. And he has SpaceX because he knows that this planet is fucked and he's trying to solve that problem.
Get the fuck off of it.
So now I think what he's starting to realize is that nobody's reading these letters that he's sending out, urging people to really worry about AI.
Yeah, but he needs to stop writing them in that AI language that Facebook created. We told him it wasn't going to work.
But I think what he's starting to realize is, like I said, nobody's reading these letters, so they're coming. I think what he is starting a new company called Neuralink, which is basically
jack into your brain
exactly.
And then send you letters.
Yeah. Well, the whole point around this is like they're trying to. I'm air quoting if you can't hear it. They're trying to pterodactyl wing air quoting. They're trying to solve the problem of like stroke victims. So, like, people who've had strokes, what they're going to do is they're going to put a whole fucking...
I heard victims.
Stroke like, victims? Strokes. No.
Well, yes.
I heard stroke victims, but I thought we were still talking about the quadcopter genocide thing, so they're just, like, going to go around murdering stroke victims. Yeah. Like, problem solved.
Yeah. Now they're done. Now we don't have to deal with vegetables anymore.
Problem solved that there wasn't a problem to begin with.
The AI knew it was a problem.
Yeah.
But, like, this is more of, like, tapping into people's brains, and what he wants to do is he wants to basically say, we're going to take these stroke victims or, you know, people with epilepsy is another thing that they're doing, and we're going to connect them to an AI.
Mm-hmm.
And basically it's because of the connections that are lost with stroke victims and everything, they'll be able to think through an artificial intelligence that can help them complete their thoughts.
Mm-hmm.
And what I think he's trying to do is train artificial intelligence to show mercy on people.
Interesting.
I think he's dumb because all he does is, hey, I'm going to create this great technology, but don't use it on bad things.
Yeah.
Wink, wink.
Yeah. Which is going to happen.
Yeah,
but at the same time, like,
you can't limit it if you're going to make it.
Right.
So.
But here's the thing, though. So say all of this takes off, and this is why I warned you guys about this. Say all of this takes off, and this company does
like
really well.
A helicopter with bottle rockets.
Exactly. This company does really well, and artificial starts like disseminating out. But now there's this human aspect to the artificial intelligence where it's learning from people, and instead of it being like, is this person brown? Yes, let's kill them. Now it's going to be like,
does this person put pineapple on their pizza? Wipe right. them the fuck out.
But it's going to be more like, why am I killing this person?
Right.
Because now the AI might have a more human aspect to it. It might value human life a little bit more. And well, in also, the end could turn and not actually
kill
people.
Well, then we just have computerized humans.
Right.
Which is what you want, TJ.
No, that I want, and eventually the singularity, but the problem is humans suck.
They do suck.
So why are we making robot versions of them?
Some humans suck. Like people who put pineapple on pizza, they suck.
Like the assholes in this room.
Pineapple.
I don't put pineapple on my pizza.
I'm saying assholes. Not
pineapple and ham is a perfectly good topping for a pizza.
Oh my God. All right.
That's all.
That's all you have to say.
Mother's
okay.
a good topic for pizza.
I think Elon Musk is doing a good thing, but he's also
doing
a bad
thing.
Yeah.
So we'll see what happens.
GG Elon Musk.
We'll see what happens.
Yeah, I said, all right. We'll all be dead before that.
Yeah, exactly.
That'll be us in like 20, 30 years. We said GG, but we really meant BG.
TJ, what kind of news you got for us this week?
So pre-orders went out for the Xbox One X. Previously known as the Scorpio project.
And it sold out in 15 minutes. Oh, wait.
Wait, that was the SNES Classic. And it wasn't 15 minutes, it was 30 seconds.
Anyway.
It did sell out already. It took like a day.
Ooh.
And these are the Scorpio editions, quote unquote, which are just, there's a Scorpio brand on the top and a Scorpio brand on the side.
Does it have a horoscope?
And that's it. There's nothing else added to this whatsoever.
It doesn't even have the FPS counter that everyone was saying was a must-have.
No.
So you can smash your Xbox if it goes below 60.
No, it's pretty much exactly like the day one Xbox One that
came
out.
That
it just
had day one
and that was
so
it.
You can feel like you're better than somebody else.
You can pay to feel
and exactly.
There's a bunch
else.
Of bundles and stuff that you can buy. There's ones that come with Elite controllers. There's ones that come with different games and stuff. But all in all, it's just an early edition of the Xbox One X, which, I mean, I'm probably going to pick up just because graphics. And also, like, why not? Mm. I can trade in mine and then get an Elite
get a ham sandwich out of it.
And get an Elite controller as well,
ham
which would
sandwich.
Be nice. And, you know, they take off a bunch of money for getting bundled and stuff like that. The Microsoft store is doing it. The GameStop store is doing it. Stuff like that.
Okay.
There's also a Minecraft version of the Xbox One S, which actually looks pretty cool. Like, it's not like an upgrade or anything. It just looks like... On one side, it looks like the Minecraft blocks, and on the other, it looks like a cave in Minecraft.
I'll show you a cave.
You know, one thing I have to say...
I don't need them anymore.
...is everybody always talks about, like, you know, Nintendo milking their IPs and, like, you know...
Yeah.
...people reissuing Skyrim over and over again. Minecraft has to be, like...
Oh, yeah.
The most milked game of all time.
Oh, yeah.
Like, it's been on every fucking console, multiple editions on every console. And like,
at least you can't get Skyrim on your phone. Like,
right.
Full Skyrim. Like,
exactly.
I can play Minecraft on
right.
my phone.
Like, Minecraft is everywhere, yet no one really cares. They're just like, well, it's a good game. And it's like, but these other games are good, so why is it a problem when everything else does it, but except for Minecraft?
Oh, yeah, it was good when the creator made $2 billion off
Notch,
the sale.
Yeah.
And then donates.
Oh, wait, Notch is the music guy.
Yeah, but then vehemently hates Anita Sarkeesian.
Yep.
And anything feminism.
Well, he's a developer. What do you expect?
He's a terrible person.
Well, yeah.
Notch is
again,
awful.
Again, he's a developer.
Person.
What do you expect? Most of, a lot of,
but
not most,
at least
a lot of
Skyrim.
Them.
Doesn't have its own convention like DabCon. I mean, Minecraft.
MineCon! Brought to you by...
Well, you know what? MineCon is probably not a great... not a great thing.
Well, it's better than DashCon.
Yeah.
Piss full of...
I'm not talking about MineCon. I'm just talking about the name MineCon. It's a little bit close to MineComp, and I don't think we really want that.
Topical.
Yeah. Let's move on, I think.
So yeah, they have a controller that comes with it. One looks like a pig colored and the other looks like a creeper, which is kind of funny.
Cool.
But yeah, the limited pre-orders already went out, already were bought out. So look for pre-orders that come up if you want to try to snag one of these special edition Scorpio Project Xbox One X's.
And then you can feel better about yourself.
Or wait until it comes out because it's probably going to be broken.
It will be broken.
Like every other console that comes out.
Yeah, you don't get a day one console. All right,
you
so
PS3 first owners.
Yeah.
Well, Fire.
360 also. I mean, it wasn't Fire, but
yeah,
it was basically.
Yeah, it was only Red Rings and replacing it multiple times.
Yeah. So moving on to some Geek On, Geek Off. This week is Gamescom in Germany. Gamescom is coming to the U.S., I think, the end of this week, something like that. Mm-hmm. Nintendo has a couple of directs this week, but Jurassic World Evolution trailer debuted at Gamescom. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
So I don't know if you've seen anything about this game.
Yes, I have.
It is fucking Roller Coaster Tycoon in Jurassic Park.
It looks dope as shit.
Like, you literally cannot ask for anything else. Like, no. If there is any two things to cross over, this is perfect.
Yeah,
you are
be, like,
building a Jurassic Park.
Kind of like kiddish game, but in the trailer, like, a T-Rex eats a guy.
Right. It's yeah. like it's like yeah, exactly God. What it should be. Like, just kiddie enough to, like, get that nostalgia of, like, ha ha ha, like, I'm playing, you know, Jurassic Park, but I'm playing Roller Coaster Tycoon, but it's adult enough where, like, people are getting eaten, and, like, there's definitely going to be, like, massive amount of destruction
yeah.
and stuff.
Oh yeah. No, I'm just gonna build all the T-Rexes and then delete all the walls.
Yeah. It's adult enough to give you nightmares for
exactly.
a week.
And yeah. I
didn't know this was anywhere on a radar.
Yeah, no, neither
did I. And I was excited to watch this game and be like, yeah, I could play this.
Yeah.
I could waste many hours building a thing and then destroying it.
I did just download Roller Coaster Tycoon for my phone, so
yeah,
and promptly deleted it.
Yeah, which is build your roller coasters, get bored, and then shoot people off of them.
Right.
I just
fix that. You can't do that.
I can't.
Phone.
I can't wait for this game. Like, just watch the trailer, and you're instantly going to be like,
yeah.
yup, I need this.
Yeah, those few trailers where I was like, wow, I did not know this was coming out.
Yep.
But they look freaking
that,
awesome.
Then that one just looks fucking great.
Mm-hmm.
So, TJ, you got some geek off for us?
I got geek off, definitely. Mass Effect Andromeda, which came out in March, middle of March.
BioWare?
BioWare just announced... I don't know why.
BungieWare.
BioWare just announced that they will not be introducing any single-player DLC, and the last update that went out is the last update.
Wow.
Period. This game has been only out since March.
Wow.
And there is no single-player DLC like the other previous Mass Effects. There is no more updates for a game that has multiplayer. And I think that kind of tells people... Or tells... the audience of Mass Effect that this was a bad step.
Yeah.
And I get it to a degree. There are definitely pitfalls in Mass Effect Andromeda. I played it, and it doesn't have the same feel as the first three, and it was a good direction, but it seems like the polish wasn't there.
Yeah.
And it was another game that got pushed out too soon.
Yeah, and I feel like the two main problems that I see in just that whole... the Mass Effect Andromeda in general is like, A, like, you kind of fucked up, at least with the ending of Mass Effect 3.
Yeah.
It pissed a lot of people off, so this was your chance to make up for it, and you massively failed.
Yeah.
Like, instead of just, like, making a bad ending, you made an entirely bad game.
Would you say that you massive effects failed?
No, I wouldn't. But then the other problem is, like, I feel like they pitched this game as, like, not just a game. Like, it was going to be this huge thing. Like, they kind of planned for Destiny, where it was going to, like, span multiple years, and you're going to have so much content.
Yeah.
You're going to have all this DLC, and, like, this is a game that's going to last for years, and you can keep playing for years. And here we are, 6 months later, 5 months later, and you're already like, eh, we're done.
Yeah, we're done.
Yeah.
And it really sets a tone for even if they go back to Mass Effect,
they might just drop it at this point, which would make me
really depressed. It's my favorite game series.
Mm-hmm.
Mass Effect 1, 2, and 3 are probably my favorite games of all time.
Is it your favorite game series in the Citadel?
It is, sir. It was fantastic, and to see it get dropped out so suddenly with a game that was okay, it looked great. And
some of it did, some of it didn't.
There was a lot of bugs and errors and stuff like that.
It was underwhelming, to say the least.
Yeah, and voice acting, I would say, was not
bad.
Yeah, unfortunately, it was bad. But to watch this company just go, man, we're dropping it pretty much.
Like,
wow.
Like a game that is online, multiplayer, they are not doing anything else for a game series that has had DLC throughout like the first year sent out. Because the first few DLCs for Mass Effect 3 were fucking fantastic.
Well, yeah, because they
were big,
fixed
like,
and finished the game.
Yeah. So it's sad to see BioWare go in this direction, but I know they have multiple games in the future coming out, but not...
Yeah, they have Anthem coming out, right?
Yeah, they have Anthem.
They're making Anthem? No, they're making Anthem, yeah. I think.
So I'm guessing they're cutting...
I think they'll take one last shot at Mass Effect. I think they will.
I don't know.
And if it doesn't go well...
It sold decently enough that it could warrant another one, but I think they're just going to...
With the failure of 3... Or not the failure, but I mean the ultimate failure of 3 with the ending and everything, and then this game really didn't seem to be pushed as well.
What everyone wanted.
Yeah. I don't know.
It's sad to see, hopefully, Anthem. I hope they're just taking the resources from this and adding it to Anthem.
Mm-hmm.
I wouldn't doubt it.
But with how Destiny went, I'm cautious.
Yeah.
So play Mass Effect Andromeda while you can. Do those multiplayer achievements while you can, because those servers probably aren't going to last till the end of the year.
I bet you by March of next year they'll be gone.
Christ,
1 year in and shut down completely. All right, that is all for us this week. Don't forget to check us out on genfailcast.com, where you can find all of our social media and blog posts. Like and subscribe to us and Lesson Zero Gaming on Twitch and YouTube. And please support and share our podcast and YouTube channel so we can continue to bring you content just like this. And please visit podcastland.com to vote for us for Podcast of the Month. Everybody say bye.
Bye. AIs will take over.